girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast is all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So, girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. What's up, girl? I'm excited that you're here for today's episode because I wanted to talk about assumptions. And I feel like assumptions typically have a negative connotation, but there's a couple of assumptions that I make in my life that I actually feel really serve me. And you know, this podcast is a come with me, let's figure out life together, not a look at me, I've got this all figured out type of podcast. Like, I really value transparency. I know you do too. And I never like to give prescriptive advice on this podcast. You're never going to hear me say you should be doing this because we're different people, right? We have different desires, different personalities, different goals, different visions. That being said, two assumptions that I want to talk to you about today, I do really feel can benefit majority of people in terms of how you feel going through your day-to-day life, in terms of your happiness level. And I honestly think that if all of us on the planet assumed these two things, that the world would actually be a better place to live. So I want to keep this really short and simple, but I really hope that this like resonates with you because it's one of those things that's like, if we think about these assumptions, it's really easy to implement thinking this way, but it's also really easy not to implement thinking this way. So I want to dive into this because hopefully this will be simple enough that you just leave this podcast episode and you're like, you know what? I can go through life thinking about things with these two assumptions as a lens through my perspective. So let's dive into it. First one, I like to assume that people are doing the best that they can with the tools that they have. And that we all are on our first time at life. So let me break that down. Obviously, not everybody on the planet factually is doing the best that they can, right? In terms of how they show up, right? Some of us are like, you know, you see interactions with strangers where like, you're like, that person was so rude, or why did they act that way? Or maybe there's even people that you know and love that are in your family that you're like, why are they acting that way? The assumption still feels good in your body if you assume that people are doing the best that they can with the tools that they have, and that we remind ourselves that all of us are on our first time at life, right? Without getting into the conversation about like reincarnation or anything like that. Like, that's not the direction I'm going. It's this assumption that's more so about like, what if we were to give ourselves and other people more grace simply because this is our first time going at life and we're all doing the best that we can with the tools that we have in our toolbox. And keep in mind, you listen into a personal growth podcast like this and maybe even other podcasts, or maybe you're really into personal growth and you read books all the time and you're constantly trying to evolve and get better. You might have more self-awareness tools than some of your family members or your friends or your coworkers or people that you interact with in your day-to-day life. So they might not have the same tools as you. So maybe you're like, well, this person's not showing up in a great way, but they don't have as many tools in their toolbox. Yes, it's their responsibility to become more self-aware and get more tools, but you get to choose if you assume that they're doing the best that they can so they get more grace as you're going through life. Right? So we can just be kinder, more compassionate people. And again, I'm not saying let people walk all over you. And I'm not saying don't have boundaries. And I'm not saying like let people treat you like crap and just assume that people are all good. But I do think there's this like this kindness that as humans that we can really display a lot more grace and compassion for people because we really don't know what's going on in their life. Right? But in addition to assuming that people are doing the best that they can with the tools that they have, we can have this understanding that we are all on our first shot here. And I was thinking about this a lot with the fact that I'm a mom now, right? Like, I don't know if you listened into this podcast for a long time, but I am a mom of a 4.5-month-old boy, Brody, our first son at the time that I'm recording. He is, you know, obviously he's not talking or doing anything really where he's like totally aware of what's going on around him. He's into open mouth slobbery kisses where he grabs my hair and face and he does like 3 rolls in a roll and he can sit up and like he's doing all these cool things, but he's not talking and he's not aware. But I think a lot about how I want him to think about me as a mom. And it's interesting because I never want him to put me on a pedestal that I'm always going to get it right. I want him to see me struggle with things or talk about my flaws or apologize when I do something wrong or, you know, whatever, right? Like I want him to see this perfect, like imperfectly perfect person. Like I want him to think about himself that way too. So when I think about how I want my son to view me, I also then naturally think about my own relationship with my mom. And I think sometimes we have expectations for people based off of roles and we kind of put them on a pedestal of how they should show up based off of that role. But I, for one, don't want to be put on a pedestal for my own son of how I should show up as a mom because I'm not always going to get it right, which means I have to give that same grace to my own mom or insert any other role, my dad, my, you know, husband, my best friends, my sister, whatever that looks like, right? I don't want those expectations or to be put on a pedestal myself, which means I want to assume that people are doing the best that they can regardless of their role in my life. I'm always going to assume that they're doing the best that they can and that this is their first time at life. I have never been a parent to a 4.5-month-old. And when he turns 5 years old, I've never been a parent to a 5-year-old. Insert 10, 15, 25, 35 years old. Just like my mom has never been a parent to me as a 34-year-old woman with a child now. And she's a grandma, right? Like we're all at our first time through life. And I think that's a beautiful thing to assume is people are doing the best that they can with the tools that they have because we're all at our first time at life. And, you know, if we're going to give grace and compassion to other people, we still want to also give that to ourselves. This is your first time at life. This is your first time parenting kids at a certain age. This is the first time that you've, you know, encountered this problem in your business or this, you know, stage in your marriage or insert whatever it is. Like, assuming that people are doing the best that they can and also including ourselves, it feels lighter. And again, I understand that you care about growth and that you're developing more tools in your toolbox and you're gaining more self-awareness and we want to evolve to that next level. I get that. But there's also a way to have radical compassion and grace for yourself and for other people while we do that. And this is something that I'm constantly working on, but it's on the forefront of my mind, especially becoming a mom, where I think a lot about that. Where I'm like, I'm going to always assume that people are doing the best that they can with the tools that they have. Like my son, right? Like he can't talk. He can't tell me what's going on. So when he's crying, I'm like, these are the tools that he has. He's trying to alert me that this is what he needs. And I'm not saying that it doesn't mean that I don't get frustrated with strangers when they're doing something crazy, right? Or with someone in my life that I'm close with, regardless of the role, or my son when he's crying or whatever, or with myself if I stumble or I mess up on something. I'm not saying I don't get frustrated. I'm not a perfect person. And neither are you. Neither one of us are. And that's the beauty of this. But that assumption, it feels good in my body to assume that people are doing the best that they can with the tools that they have and that we're all on our first shot here. So we all deserve grace and compassion, right? And assumption number two, I assume that everybody, no matter how close I am with them, everybody's got something going on behind closed doors that I don't know about. So I'm going to assume, back to number one, that they're doing the best that they can. Always, because we all have things going on. And it was interesting because actually yesterday I had a couple of different girlfriends who texted me about something really, really big going on in their life in regard to fertility and like diagnoses of things and relationship things. And I'm like, whoa, these are heavy, big things. And, you know, these are close friends of mine that I was just finding out about these big things that were going on in their life. And it's like, gosh, we all have things that are going on behind closed doors. Maybe you have something right now in your life that you're struggling with that you're not telling anyone about. Maybe it's something that like is a narrative in your head that you're going through, or maybe it's something that you really are just like, I'm struggling with this thing. Let's assume that everybody's got something going on behind closed doors, which then means that we can assume that people are doing the best that they can and we can give more grace, compassion, and kindness to other people and to ourselves because people have things going on behind closed doors. So I know you love podcasts since obviously you're here, but I wanted to make sure you're in the loop that my husband Sina and I just launched another podcast all about real estate investing. It's called Get Investing, G-H-E-T, like our last name, Get Mary. And what's really cool about this podcast is it's twice a week episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. We are interviewing people weekly that have all different experience and background in the real estate space to expose you to different ideas of how you could use real estate as a vehicle to create more freedom in your life. That's the whole premise of the show. But a lot of real estate podcasts, honestly, that I've listened into are kind of boring or dry. So it's really fun because it's this husband and wife dynamic, right? So every Thursday, we also record episodes that are a little bit shorter about specific topics together, just to give you both of our perspectives and give you tactical things you can actually implement. So if you're interested in real estate, or maybe you're husband or wife is interested in real estate, make sure you have them head over to Get Investing and check it out. And definitely let us know what you think when you do. And also, if you happen to be someone that is really interested in getting into the investing space, we're doing a totally free webinar that's about 7 different ways that you can get into real estate investing. It's going to be live on Sunday, March 24th. So to get the link for it, all you have to do is text the word webinar to 512-548-2728. Again, text the word webinar to 512-548-2728. And if you're listening to this episode after Sunday, March 24th, still text webinar and I'll make sure that you get the replay link. So again, check out Get Investing if you're interested in real estate and let us know what you think of the podcast. And if you want to join us for that free webinar, make sure you text the word webinar to 512-548-2728. All right, let's dive back into the show. And a really specific incident that came up with this that I realized this was a really good assumption for my life is I texted a girlfriend about something really big that's going on business-wise that my husband, Sina, and I are working on this new big project that I'll fill you in on. It's in the real estate space. And I'm so excited about it. I texted her, and she's typically someone who texts me back the same day, and she gets really excited about business things, and she's one of my go-to girlfriends to talk about business with. And she didn't text me back. I didn't really think anything of it because I don't text people back. Sometimes I forget, especially now as a mom. It's I read it in my head or I respond in my head and then I forget to actually respond. And then I go to text them, something else later. I'm like, oh crap, I forgot to respond to your last text because I responded to it in my head. You know what I mean? And so I didn't assume anything. I didn't assume she wasn't excited for me. I didn't assume she didn't care about me, nothing. And fast forward a couple of days, she still hadn't responded. I didn't think anything of it, except for, and I was like, actually, I haven't talked to her in a couple of days. I wonder if there's something going on. And then I got a text from her that was a group text with me and a couple of her other close girlfriends. And she told us about something that's going on with someone in her life, a really big thing that's going on. And she was apologizing that she's been really MIA responding to people. And I thought in my head, I'm glad that I assume that people have things going on behind closed doors. And I'm glad that I don't put the pressure on a text message, right? Because sometimes we can create this story of oh, this person didn't respond to me. This must mean XYZ, or they must not care about XYZ. But it's no, they probably just forgot, right? They probably just forgot to respond to you. It's no big deal. And then when she told us what was going on, my heart just broke for her situation. And I thought, wow, we all have things going on behind closed doors. Always, that we don't know, even the people that we're closest with, our own parents, right? I like to talk a lot about parents because I think a lot of us have different, issues with our parents in different ways. And it's we all, including our parents, including your boss, including your coworker, including that person that you interact with at work that you're like, what? This person is a jabroni. Why are they acting like that? Well, we can assume that they're doing the best that they can with the tools that they have in their toolbox. Maybe they don't have enough tools right now, or maybe they're not self-aware and we get to decide what our boundaries look like. But we can assume that they're doing the best that they can. And we can also assume that they've got something going on behind closed doors. Because whenever I notice, another situation came up with a friend, and this situation came up, and this person reacted really big to something that was really small. And I thought instantly, there's something going on behind closed doors that I don't know about. Because remember, think about this in your own life. I noticed this with myself too. Whenever my reaction is bigger than the actual problem, it's because something else is going on. Right? When something comes up and it's a mild inconvenience, but you act like it's a huge deal, it's often because something else is causing you stress and you project that stress onto this minor inconvenience and you make it into a big thing, right? We all do that as humans. But if we assume that people are doing the best that they can, the tools that they have, and we assume that we are all on our first shot here, so we all deserve more grace, and we assume that everybody's got something going on behind closed doors, we can give other people, regardless of their relationship with us, whether they're close to us or they're strangers at the grocery store, and ourselves, we can all get more grace We can feel more kindness. We can give other people and ourselves more compassion. And again, that doesn't mean that you don't enforce boundaries. It means that you assume things that are going to help you like the person that you are as you go through life even more, to help you feel less stressed or less anxious or less angry, right? Because you're assuming that other people are doing the best that they can with the tools that they have, you included. Because maybe you've got a big vision of where you're headed in your life, your career, your business, whatever it is that you're working on. Remember that distance between where you are now and where you want to go, that path qualifies you to be able to handle that big vision. So you don't have all the tools in your toolbox yet to be the person that can accomplish that thing or to embody that person yet. You're learning those things as you go, which means you deserve compassion and grace in pursuit. That doesn't mean that you can't work hard and you can't want to grow and develop and call yourself out when you're holding yourself back, but you can't assume that you're doing the best that you can with the tools that you have. You can't assume that this is your first shot on the planet here, which means you've never been in this situation before. So you deserve grace as you're figuring it out, because we're all humans figuring it out as we go, and everybody's got something going on behind closed doors. So I love you. I hope this episode was helpful. I know this is not super tactical or giving you like a little fire under your booty like a lot of pep talks do, but sometimes we just need like an exhale, right? We just need like a, we're just humaning. We're just figuring it out. So if this episode was helpful for you, I would absolutely love if you would tag me on Instagram at Keisha Get Mary. Let me know that you listened in, or shoot me a DM if it just really resonated. And know I'm rooting for you always. And I'll talk to you soon, girl.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now, or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.